It's a case for Nick Carter, master detective.
Yes, it's a case for that most famous of all manhunters, the detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction. Nick Carter, master detective. Continuing the curious adventure called...
Kidnapped for Sale, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
After considerable difficulty, Nick Carter finally discovered that Mrs. Mary Anders' stolen baby had been sold to a couple named Smith. But he arrived at the Smiths' home to find that a man with an accent had just been there and had taken the baby away. Uncertain of his next move, Nick received a phone call from Randolph Phelps, who said that the man with an accent had made an appointment to see him and invited Nick to be present at the interview. After hearing the man invite Phelps to become a member of the baby-selling ring, Nick and Scubby take him prisoner. They're about to tie him up when two men, dressed as state troopers, burst into the room, armed with a submachine gun. But they ignore the man with the accent, and instead, train the gun on Nick and Scubby.
All right, get up your hands, all of you, or I'll cut you in two with this gun.
But you don't want us, you want him, that man there.
We know who we want, get your hands up. You too, Phelps. That's better.
But you're making a mistake.
I'll say you are.
I don't think so, Scubby. I've been afraid of something like this all along. These men mean what they say.
You bet we do. Danny, collect our guns.
It will be a pleasure. I'll take my gun back again, Mr. Carter. And your own gun. Thank you. Have you any other weapons? No, you're clean. You have no gun, Wilson?
No.
No. No, you're clean also. And you don't carry one, do you, Mr. Phelps?
I don't know what this means, but if you harm us, you'll have every cop in the state after you by morning.
Ha ha, the police. With Nick Carter dead, the police do not worry me.
I'm not dead yet, Danny.
No? That's a very nice point. Hardly worth considering. Trigger, tie these three up.
Yeah, sure thing, Danny. Who'll I tie up first?
Tie Phelps first, Trigger.
Okay, Danny. All right, boys, turn around and put your hands behind you.
Boss, so I was right. You are the head of the gang.
That's absurd.
Oh, no, it isn't. This gunman of yours gave you away when he called you boss. I suspected you all along, Phelps, but I couldn't prove it until now.
Trigger, you're a fool.
Oh, gee, boss, I forgot.
Well, Phelps, what have you got to say?
Very well, Carter, you're right. But it's a little late, don't you think? Tie them up, Trigger.
Boss.
Yes, what's the matter?
I just remembered I left the rope in the car.
You fool! Go get it!
Yeah, boss, right away. I'll only be a minute.
Well, Phelps, as it seems we have to wait, I hope we can at least sit down. Been rather an unexpected evening.
Of course, Carter. Sit down, by all means. I don't wonder your knees are feeling a little weak about now.
Thanks.
You too, Wilson. Sit down. No, over there, farther away from Carter.
Okay, you're the boss.
I'm glad you realize that.
I suppose that you're going to kill us in such a way that it'll look like an accident, huh?
Yes, Carter, and such an unfortunate accident, too. You recall as you came down the river road, that spot just at the turn where there's a sheer 50-foot drop into the river?
Oh, yes, I remember.
That is going to be the scene of your death. Your car, Carter, is going to go off the highway right there and roll down the bank into the river. You and Wilson will be in it, of course. You'll drown. And that will be that.
You're overlooking something, Phelps. Riley knows we came here.
Yeah, and so does Patsy. They'll never believe it was an accident.
I think they will. Every sign will point to the fact that on your way here, you ran off the road into the river. As for your Miss Bowen, I think I'll take care of that right now. Hello, operator.
What's he up to now, Nick?
I think I can guess, Scubby. Let's see if I'm right.
Operator, give me downtown 1137.
Nick. That's your office number.
I know, Scully.
Shut up, you two.
Hello? Miss Bowen? Miss Bowen, this is Randolph Phelps. I'm rather worried about Mr. Carter. Yes. You see, an hour ago he phoned me that he was on his way here and he hasn't shown up yet. You haven't heard from him? Well, if you do, let me know. And you might get in touch with Lieutenant Riley. Perhaps he'll know something. Yes, I'll have Mr. Carter call if he gets here. Good night. Now, Carter, in the morning when your secretary hears you have had an accident, it will seem quite natural, both to her and to Riley.
You're forgetting one important thing, Phelps.
And what is that?
Riley is already suspicious of you.
Indeed. Why should he be?
Remember that first time you came down to headquarters to ask about Mrs. Anders' baby? That was a bad slip, Phelps. Nobody knew anything about the baby except myself and the police, and we hadn't talked. You could only have known about it if you yourself were connected with the gang.
If you suspected me then, why didn't you do something about it?
I couldn't just then. I was principally interested in getting the baby back. And I knew if you were part of the gang, I'd round you up when I got the rest of them.
And you've rounded me up by getting yourself into a death trap from which there's no escape. Brilliant, Carter.
Say, I don't get it, Phelps. If you were planning all along to grab us, why all the hocus-pocus? Why didn't you just nab us the minute we came in the house?
Frankly, Wilson, because I didn't want to try anything with Nick Carter until I could have enough of my own men here to make sure we would win. I couldn't risk any slip-up.
So that call to the state police was a fake, huh?
Of course. I simply held the hook down and talked into a dead phone. Lefty and Trigger were already on the way from town. But I had to play you along until they arrived.
Okay, boss, I got the rope.
What took you so long?
Well, Harry and me, we was figuring out the best place to run the car into the river.
You were figuring out. I do the thinking around here. Now get busy and tie Carter up.
Sure, boss. All right, stand up, Carter. I got a special treat for you. A silk rope. It's an old Chinese trick. Once it's tied, nobody can untie it. It's got to be cut loose.
And suppose I don't stand up?
Then you'll get a load of lead and you won't be able to stand up.
I see. Phelps, you have a nice plan. But suppose I don't cooperate? Suppose I make you shoot me now instead of letting you drown me later? And your whole accident story will be out the window.
I could change it if I had to. But I'm warning you, Carter. You're going to die anyway, so you'd better take it my way. Give us any trouble and we'll kill the Anders baby immediately.
So you have the Anders baby here?
Yes, right upstairs in this house. And its life depends on your good behavior. If you give us no trouble, we'll see that the baby gets back to Mrs. Anders safe and sound.
That's the one thing I wanted to know. All right, Trigger, I'll stand up.
And
stand still with you in front of me like this, Trigger. I don't think your pals will shoot. If they do, they'll get you first.
Get him, Lefty. He's got a gun.
That Trigger, so I can get a shot at him.
I can't, Lefty. He's holding me too tight.
Then I'll have to shoot anyway.
That takes care of you, Lefty. You better drop your gun, Danny.
Not till I kill you.
You got Trigger, Danny, but not me. But I'll get you good.
You got him, Nick. Right through the shoulder. Nick, Phelps got away. And he's locked us in here.
Step back, Scotty. This time we got our lefties. We'll take care of the door. There goes the lock, and here goes the door. All right, come on, Scotty.
Nick, the car. They're going to get away.
We'll see about that.
Father, halfway down the drive, Nick.
Maybe we can still stop them.
No, you missed them, Nick. You missed them.
I don't think so. Watch, Scotty. The curve. They're not taking it.
Golly, Nick, you stopped them, all right.
Yes. That was the secretary at the wheel. Nick, I winged him.
Hey, we better go down and see if there's anything left of them. Gosh, Nick, with Trigger dead and Lefty and Danny and they're ready for the hospital, and now Phelps and the secretary down there in the wreck, why, it's practically bingo.
Yes, Gubby, I think the gang's finished now. We can phone the state troopers to come take them off our hands. But before I give those rats any first aid, I'm going to make sure Mrs. Anders' baby is all right.
Oh, gosh, the baby. I was almost forgetting him. I wonder if he's okay.
What the?
Hey, Nick. There he is now. Oh, listen to those yells. I'll say he's all right. He couldn't yell like that if he wasn't.
Didn't like the shooting, Scotty, so he's letting us know about it.
Isn't that just like a baby? He waits till everything is over, and then he starts yelling.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where never is heard a
What's the matter, Nick? Your voice give out?
No. He's asleep at last.
Oh, and it's about time, too. He's been yelling ever since we left Phelps' place.
Yes. I certainly hope Patsy has Mrs. Anders at the office when we get there. I'll be glad to give him back to her.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, when Trigger started to tie you up, where'd you get that gun? All of a sudden, it was in your hand, and you were using Trigger for a shield, and bang, 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 like what it was just like in the movies.
That gun, Scubby, was my ace in the hole. I planted it behind the cushion of the chair I was sitting in when I first entered the room. It was your gun, the one I got from you before we entered the Phelps house.
Well, may I be kissed by a whale.
Oh, try the baby.
But, Nick, what made you plant the gun anyway?
Well, Scubby, I was suspicious of Phelps from the first. His visit to headquarters the other day put me on guard, but I had no proof. And besides, my main purpose was to learn where the baby was. I was afraid we were stepping into a trap tonight, but I had to take that chance in order to find out exactly what had become of the baby.
Oh, yeah, of course, Nick.
Planting your gun in the chair when we first sat down was a safety precaution.
Well, it sure saved our bacon, Nick, and cooked Mr. Phelps' goose.
Well, I'll certainly be glad when I turn this kid over to its mother. You know, Scubby, it's funny. I almost break my neck trying to find the baby, and then when I do find it, I can't wait until I can get rid of it. Oh, am I glad to be rid of that baby. I don't mind tackling a few gunmen, but I hope I never again have to hold a crying baby for an hour.
Maybe he didn't like home on the range, Nick. You should have tried something else.
That's the only tune Nick knows. Now, Nick, you're not going to get away with it.
Get away with what?
With acting as if you're too tired to talk. You're going to tell me what happened or else.
Yeah, Nick, there are still some things I want to know, too.
Oh, have a heart, will you? It's 1 a.m.
All right, Nick, I'll be easy on you. Just give me the gist of it, and I'll save my questions until morning.
All right, Patsy. Well, first of all, Phelps is the head of the baby-selling gang, of course.
I'd gathered that.
As a member of the board of the Infants Hospital, he got wind of the racket some months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He needed money badly, so we took it over and organized it. The hospital records were a great help in locating unwanted babies and in contacting couples seeking to adopt babies.
Of course.
Yeah, Patsy, we got all that from Danny, the Frenchman, before the state police came to take him to the state hospital. Phelps and his secretary were both killed outright when their car crashed.
Oh, I see. And, of course, Phelps always worked through someone else.
Yes. Up to the end, practically none of the gang knew his identity because he always gave his orders over the phone. It was only desperation that made him go after Mrs. Anders' baby himself. The same desperation that made him set his trap for us.
And what a trap. Phelps was one smooth article, believe you me.
Yes, you bet he was. Of course, all the elaborate interview between Danny and Phelps was for the purpose of keeping me interested until Lefty and Trigger could get there. Oh, Phelps did have another reason for it, too.
What was that, Nick?
Wanted to draw me out, find out just how much the police and I knew, so that after he killed us, he'd know just what kind of a story to tell Riley to fool him. Yes, from his standpoint, it was a good plan, perfectly worked out. There was only one thing wrong with it.
Well, what was that, Nick?
It didn't work.
Nick!
Oh, now, please let me stop talking. I want to make a suggestion. What do you say we all take a vacation?
Oh, a vacation is just what I need after tonight. Hey, how about you, Patsy?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Scotty. Where would we go, Nick?
Well, how about Greensboro? It's a tiny little town up in the mountains, fishing, hiking, and horseback riding.
Greensboro sounds like another name for heaven.
All but that part about hiking and horseback riding. I like to vacation sitting down.
And we can sleep all day and never lift a finger. And there'll be no robberies, no murders, nobody shooting at us. In fact, for a whole week, we'll be able to forget there is such a thing as crime. Well, what do you say?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried.
Good. We'll leave for Greensboro the first thing in the morning.
So Nick and his two associates are going to take a vacation in the little town of Greensboro, where there's no crime and no criminals. All they're going to do there is loaf. I wonder what they'd think if they knew that in Greensboro they were going to meet a magician who walks out of locked prison cells at will, and a dead man whose body disappears into thin air the instant after he's murdered. No excitement? Well, for the beginning of a new and thrilling adventure with Nick Carter, listen tomorrow. The Strange Adventures of Nick Carter, Master Detective, features Lon Clark as Nick Carter. Patsy is played by Helen Choate. The stories are written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan, and original music is played by Lou White. The entire production is under the direction of Jack McGregor. Tomorrow night at the same time, listen to the opening chapter of a new and exciting adventure of Nick Carter entitled
Death by Magic, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Vanishing Corpse.
The adventures of Nick's adopted son, Chick Carter, boy detective, are broadcast over most of these stations Monday through Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime. Nick's own show, The Return of Nick Carter, a copyrighted feature of Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated, is presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System and is broadcast from our New York studios over most of these stations every evening, Monday through Friday, at 9:15 Eastern Wartime. This is Mutual.